I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terror attacks are on the rise in Mozambique, forcing a wave of displaced peoples. But for the refugees, it's out of the frying pan into the fire. We'll learn how a radio broadcast brings hope to their situation. And Christ runs through the entire Old Testament. We'll discover how believers are taking this message to the Jewish people of the former Soviet Union in a few moments. But we'll start today in Mozambique, where terrorist attacks continue to increase. Many people have fled their homes to escape the attacks, only to find themselves encountering new hardships. Transworld Radio's Hope in Hard Times program was designed to help people struggling with their circumstances. The program shares the hope that is found in Jesus. It also gives listeners tools for coping with the challenges they're facing. TWR's ministry director from Mozambique, Spiwe, says,
"When such disasters have happened, people do need something that will be talking to them in their deep areas of need, in their spirit, which then helps them to be able to look forward to another day of hope, another day of a possibility to live."
The terrorist attacks this year have increased in violence and seem to be more closely connected to the Islamic State. Those in the path of such attacks have clearly been traumatized. Neighboring communities have been hard hit as well. Displaced people have created huge food shortages throughout the country, but communities continue to share what they have. Amid these incredibly difficult circumstances, Spiwe asks prayer for those who are suffering and for overwhelmed believers.
And one of the best things that we would ask to be prayed for is for the few people that are Christians not to give up on Christ.
In other news, you may have heard about the world's first 66-book Bible translation in any sign language. It was published last month in American Sign Language by a coalition of deaf ministries. Today, Rob Myers of Door International tells us about another ASL achievement, the chronological Bible translation.
The idea behind this approach is to take key narrative passages in Scripture, 110 key passages that break into three groups. Those passages are critical to understand not just how to be saved from sin, but even who we are as people and our identity, that we're made in the image of God.
Till now, most deaf people in the U.S. had no access or very limited access to God's word in their heart language.
If a deaf community doesn't have any background at all, they need key narrative passages to focus on to begin to understand, how do I know God? How do I follow him? And how do I serve him? And so the urgency of the gospel means that we want to have passages ready that are about Jesus and about the reason Jesus came and died and took our place.
Let's praise God for these important achievements and commit to praying for the work that remains. And Slava Gospel Association works with Jewish populations in many different countries throughout the former Soviet Union. Eric Mock tells us,
there's some false teaching that's out there today that is impacting some of the Jewish communities and causing actually some of the Jewish believers to struggle in their faith.
One way SGA helps is by translating the book, Reading Moses, Seeing Jesus, into Russian.
The book is helping equip the pastors, specifically working with the Jewish people, to point them to the fact that Jesus is the culmination from Genesis 3:15 all the way forward, that Christ is the culmination of God's plan of redemption, that no more other additional sacrifices are needed, that Christ is the all in all. There's no reason to return to the sacrificial system to earn favor before God.
As this ministry continues to bear fruit for the gospel, pray for these pastors and churches.
We serve the church that God has raised up, faithful Bible preaching churches who reach out into their community with the gospel and the love of God. And we are seeing lives eternally changed for God's glory. That is the movement to see fulfillment and peace and joy found in Christ.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Nobody could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Liz Kramer.